It is time for the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. The ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, changing lives for the common good. Stingers up, ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations.
Nearly 7 in 10 Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. If that's you, ESFCU has the solution. A save-to-win certificate of deposit. Open a CD with just $25. The more you save, the more chances you earn to win cash. Interested? Stop by ESFCU for details.
Official account and prize entry rules and a complete list of prizes are available at savetowin.org. Void where prohibited by law. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Are you a high school student trying to wade through the many college choices? At Emporia State University, we know you have a lot of choices in your higher education. We have over 65 majors, minors, and concentrations to choose from, along with more than 130 student organizations you can join. Couple that with a vibrant, active downtown, Emporia State is the place to be. Check us out at iamahornet.com and schedule your campus visit today.
It is time for the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. President Garrett, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Hope things are great with you as well.
Yeah, going absolutely fantastic here. Well, thanks again for joining us on the ESU Buzz. We certainly do appreciate your time, as always. A little quieter on campus here the next couple of days, huh?
It will be a little quieter as students depart for fall break. And, you know, they've been working hard, as have our faculty and staff. And I think the break will be welcome.
All right. So far, the fall is good, I assume, President Garrett?
It's been going great. We've just gotten good news after good news this fall, Ron.
Well, and I know that you're gearing up for a big homecoming, and that'll be a topic for another day, but it's going to be a big, big, big homecoming once again on the campus of Emporia State University here in just a few weeks. But as President Garrett alluded to, more good news for Emporia State University, and this involves Emporia State's inclusion as a College of Distinction. President Garrett, your reaction to that?
We are just absolutely thrilled. There are a lot of different organizations that purport to rate colleges and universities, and I think some of them hold a finger up in the wind. Others actually do real analysis of real data in making a decision, and Emporia State has been added to Colleges of Distinction, which is an organization that promotes colleges and universities that have an incredible undergraduate program and focus on high-impact learning experiences. And, Ron, the really exciting thing for us is we are the only Regents University in Colleges of Distinction.
Well, congratulations on that. That is just another big honor and just goes to highlight, you know, the great work, magnified, just the great work going on at Emporia State University. We're always very pleased to be joined by Dr. David Cordell. He's Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs. Dr. Cordell, good morning.
Good morning to you, Ron. Good to be with you.
It is great to have you here, as always. Well, Dr. Cordell, President Garrett alluded to high-impact learning, and that's a big part of being included as a College of Distinction. Could you define for us, you know, what exactly is high-impact learning, and maybe give us an example or examples of high-impact learning going on at Emporia State?
Sure, I'll be happy to do that. When we talk about high-impact learning experiences, what we're talking about, the kind of learning experience that takes place outside the regular classroom, and these are experiences where students get to take what they've learned and apply it in very hands-on, practical ways. So examples of that would be when our students go out to do an internship, or maybe when they do a research project under the mentorship of a faculty member. It could be study abroad experiences as well. But these things are important, because this is how we prepare students not just to succeed here at the university, but also to do well after they graduate and go on with the rest of their lives.
Is this something that you really have tried to embrace more here in the past number of years, Dr. Cordell? Or is this something you've been working on for some time?
Well, Ron, here's the interesting thing. I realized when I came here 4 years ago ESU has been great at this kind of thing for a very long time, but we didn't say a whole lot about it. So I think what we've tried to do more lately is not only to make as many of these experiences available to students as possible, but we also want to get the word out. And this recognition from colleges of distinction, we think, is pretty good validation that the word is getting out.
Indeed it is. Again, Emporia State has been honored with the inclusion as a college of distinction. And I understand, too, President Garrett, with this, ESU has been honored with Field of Study badges. What does that entail?
Well, Field of Study badges in areas like nursing, education, and business really, as David said, validate what we do in those particular programs. And if you were to look at those programs, our students have just gained honor after honor for the work that they've done. Ron, we have an amazing nursing program. One of our students served as the president of the National Student Nurses Association last year. Our student group is very, very vibrant and busy. And our unofficial passage rate for this year, unofficial meaning it's what the students have told us, is 96%. And to put that in perspective, the Kansas average is 78%. In business, we have students who are winning awards, and here in a couple of weeks, we'll try to have some of our students on the buzz to talk about their experience in a competition at Cerner, where ESU business students won first prize in a case competition against other universities from around the state. And, of course, the caliber of our teacher education program is nationally and internationally known. So we just have some great programs, and those badges further validate how strong those particular programs are.
Well, obviously, when students head to secondary education, obviously they want to learn what they need to succeed once they get out of school. And your placement rate, as you mentioned, on a number of cases, President Garrett, is very good. But Dr. Cordell, this inclusion of a college of distinction and getting students involved with high impact learning has to go a long way to, I guess, your very high retention rate that you have right now.
Yes, our retention rate is up sharply this year. That's an important thing too, Ron, because when students come to ESU and enroll here, their goal and our goal is to get them to the finish line with a degree. And retention and progress towards graduation is a very important part of that. And that transition of first year to second year is key. If they finish the first year successfully, move on to the second year, then they're on target for success.
So, President Garrett, your reaction to your retention rate heading into now that you're into the fall here?
Well, we were thrilled to see a 1.8% increase in our retention rate. It's reflective, I think, of many, many strong practices here on the university campus. We have a great student advising center. We have an area called ACES, which provides tutoring really across the curriculum for our students. And, of course, strong support for our students. They get a lot of support from various student life groups, as well as a counseling center and a medical center. And all of that feeds into creating strong retention for the university.
And that is very important, obviously. Now, your numbers itself as far as enrollment heading into the fall, down just a little bit?
Down just a little bit. We had, as a university, not built the pipelines over the last several years that needed to be in place, and we are strongly focused on that now. And we have some great new things happening in the area of admissions and also in the area of marketing that we're very excited about.
You did, though, have a very large number graduating, though, in the spring, didn't you?
We had one of the highest numbers ever. I believe it was 1,478. I'm looking at Gwen, who is sort of nodding, so that might be close to right. But it was one of the highest graduation numbers ever. And that's exactly what we want of our students. We want them to graduate.
Well, President Garrett, that was ultra impressive for you to pull that number out of the air. You didn't even need to say anything.
It might not be quite right.
It sounded good. Well, congratulations on another great honor for Emporia State, their inclusion as a college of distinction. That is a tremendous honor. Dr. Cordell, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Ron. Thank you.
And President Garrett, thank you as always for your time.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Have a great day.
You too.
That is Emporia State President Allison Garrett and Dr. David Cordell, who is Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Emporia State University. The ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, changing lives for the common good. Stingers up, ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations, ESFCU, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. KBOE Live and Local. Good morning, 8:31, sunshine, 48 degrees.
Join Clint Boyer Toyota in the fight against cancer. With every vehicle.